Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, songs. Goes like this.
Declare.
God bless you, beloved. God bless each and every one of you. We just give the Lord a glory. We just give him a praise. He is the head of our life. Thank God for each and every one of you. It's always a blessing where we come around the table and commune into the things of the Lord. My question is, amen, all that outpouring that's been going out, and also many of you, you have a mindset or you've been getting to position the things in your life, in your mind, pertaining to this year and crossing on over. My question is, are you feeding it? Amen. You got to begin to feed that which been deposited inside of you. It's just like a seed. You got to constantly water it. You got to constantly take care of it before it reach its maturity. Amen. You got to begin to take care of different things in the different deposits inside of you. That is what's going to separate you from individuals, or you from individuals that has a lot of, can I use the term of emotions, a lot of emotions, and somebody is truly real and somebody is truly made up. Amen. The question is it you? Amen. What a time that we done had, and especially in our Finish Strong Conference. Amen. Our Finish Strong Conference, if you wasn't there, listen, you'll have an opportunity to be a part by the end of this year. We're not going to say it's the Lord's will, but I truly believe and I declare it that it is the Lord's will. Amen. But you could go ahead and achieve everything that it is inside of you. Amen. Amen. So we just bless his name and we just thank him, and we want to continue to lift him up. I'm so excited about this year, what we're going to be driving into. Amen. What we're going to be heading into. But most of all, you're going to begin to see your life change. Somebody, I know you, I can't hear you, your phone is on mute, but you need to say, my life is going to change because the word of God done changed my life already. You better believe that. Believe that, because the word of God already change your life, my God Almighty, already, according to his purpose and according to his will. Y'all ain't talking back here to me, my God Almighty, I'm my God. So we just want to make sure we really receive that, believe that, so we can begin to walk in it. At the end of the day, it ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. Now it's time for you to begin to demonstrate what's inside of you. Amen. It's time for you to begin to walk it. It's time for you to begin to open up your mouth and begin to prophesy. It's time for you to begin to hold yourself accountable. It's time for you to walk in discipline. It's time for you to walk in order. It's time for you to walk into the things of God, the plan of God that it is for your life. Amen. Some things you don't have to tell people. When they're hungry, you don't have to tell people. You don't. All you got to do is just let them know where the food is going to be. You don't have to tell them when to show up, what time to show up. You don't have to tell them, listen, you don't want to be late. They're going to do what? They're going to show up. Because why? They are hungry. And I truly believe in this day and time that the Spirit of the Lord has many of you, you just hungry and you want more of God. And I thank God is that you allow yourself to open up to get ready to receive the things of God that he has for you. Father, we just thank you on tonight that you are worthy to be praised. And we just give you the glory, amen, and we magnify your holy name because you are worthy to be praised. We're just going to keep shouting, amen. It comes to a time, amen, even though we're in prayer communication with you, but it's come to a time, now it's time for us to get up and walk. It's time for us to get up, amen, from all the words that we done released out of our mouth, all the prophecies that we released. Now it's time to go to work so we can the manifestation of the Lord come to pass. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. Somebody give God a hallelujah. Evangelist Nita's on. I need you to press 1 on your phone. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody just give him the glory because he is worthy to be praise. Amen. He is glory. My God, we just want to continue to lift him up, and we just want to continue to bless his name, because at the end of the day, it's nothing too hard from the Lord. Listen, if you have not locked into with ADM this week, if you got friends, you got families, you got loved ones and different ones, you need to tell them this month right here, they need to lock into it. They need to lock into it. I can't speak what everybody else is doing, but I can only talk about what God is doing over here. Amen. Because that is what he's deals with me about this part of the body, and that's ADM. You want to lock them in. Amen. Because this week is going to be a lot of information. It's going to be a lot of teaching. It's going to be a lot of reviewing. Amen. For we can begin to move forward in this year. So this week is respectfully, it needs to be a lot of teaching. It needs to be a lot of reviews. It needs for us to go back over different things so we could begin to possess the tools, not only spiritually, but also naturally, so we could begin to move forward into the things of God. How many of you want to move forward? Amen. How many of you want, matter of fact, let me change that. How many of you want to continue to move forward? How many of you want to continue to move forward? This is the year that we're going to prophesy by action, that at the end of the day, it's going to be a multitude that God's going to cause us to witness to win over, because of the word of the Lord is just. We are not worrying about this time frame, this time season. We are not worrying about the mindset and the mentality of people, what they want, what they don't like. But one thing I do know, that you have the power inside of you, and the power of the living God will destroy everything that is none like him. Come on, somebody. We're going to walk in it. Amen. Listen, I'm going to get ready to go, and I just thank God. Our very own evangelist going to come as I'm pastor still trying to recover. Amen. We're going to recover because, my God, I can't wait. We get back into the setting. We're going to get into some teaching, and we're really going to lay into this thing so we can really have a successful year. You know what, First Lady? I get it. You know, I get the excitement. I get all the bells and whistles. But one thing that we do know, that the excitement is good. All the bells and whistles is good. But if you don't have a plan, if you don't have the information, after a while, even the excitement and the bells and whistles, it starts to run dry. Even that begins to wear out. Even that begins to die out. Amen. But I declare and decree that you are not going to doubt. The same feeling you have right now at the beginning of the year, it's going to intensify as you get close to the end of the year. Y'all, come on, somebody. Let's get ready to run this race. I'm going to turn it over right now to our very own Evangelist Nita. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. Can you all hear me? Can you all hear me?
Yes, we hear you fine. This Blog Talk, remember, all the lines are mute. They cannot, you know. But, yes, we hear you fine.
Okay. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Listen, Apostle has already said it, but for those of you all that was not at the two-day conference, I want to tell you all something. You missed something. The anointing was all over our apostle. Yes, I'm being prejudiced, but it was all over our apostle. I mean, just to be there was just, it was so exciting. And I'm just so honored that I was there. I have to give a little short testimony. I had to go. I was talking to First Lady, and I know she had to see it all over my face, and I had to go over to my apostle and let him know that I was honored to be sitting up under him, because every word that came out of his mouth, it wasn't him speaking. It was Holy Spirit speaking, and it should have been touching you all. Every person that was there, people that I have sat and watched to just sit around and not say amen and give and say hallelujah and praise the Lord, they were up on their feet. They were praising the Lord. They were giving him praise. They were thanking him. And see, that's when you know that Holy Spirit has activated. That's when you know that Holy Spirit is in the house and he's moving. That's when you know that you're in the right place at the right time, and that anointing is spilling over on you. Somebody say overflow, because that's where we were at. We were at a place of overflow. And I decree and declare today that everybody understands that because you were in the house and those that were not in the house, the overflow still spilled over, because you are attached you are connected to ADM. You are connected to the man of God that was teaching, preaching. He was a fivefold ministry all by himself. Every gift manifested for those 2 days. And it did. The first day it was standing room only. The second day it might have not been filled, but if you were there looking through God's eyes, you would have seen angels all over that place, filling every spot, filling every space. And I just thank God on today that I was there. I thank God for those that were not there. Just know we were standing in intercessory prayer for you all as well. And we're just thankful that we walked into 2023. We walked into 2023 with blessings. We walked into 2023 with healings. We walked into 2023 with deliverance. So don't sit and go back into 2022, because you left 2022 there. You left 2022 before you even came into the sanctuary. And I need you all to receive and believe that, because that's what takes place. A lot of us get to the place where we don't want to receive and believe what God has done, but the manifestation had already taken place. And if you understand that and you know that, I double dare you to get up and stand up in your house right now and give God all the honor and give him the glory and thank him for allowing you to be a part of the blessing that he has already, that he had went forth. And I don't want to keep harping on it, because I can talk the whole hour about it. I can really talk the whole hour about it, but I do want to say this. Everything that was taught by every ever leader, we were given the benefit. The benefits, we were given the benefit to learn it ourselves. Those who have been at ADM longer than I have, or as long as I have been, you have been taught disciple training. You have been taught the different components. You have been taught the order of the church. You have been taught all of those things. So now this year, what we need to do is we need to go into the application part of it. And that's going to require obedience. It's going to require discipline. It's going to require wisdom. It's going to require patience. It's going to require all of you. It's going to require for you to die to self daily and allow the Holy Spirit to reside in you and be the lead and the guide that he is here, left here as the comforter to do for you. We are so privileged. It is a privilege to have a man of God that has died to self and is able to come and just lay everything on the altar, to watch God take him to a whole nother level, not one, maybe two or three. But I am privy, and all of you that were there should have been privy too. So I decree and declare on today that you all will not go back into the past, that you will stay where God has led you to. And in that two-day conference, he brought us forward. We went to the other side. Just as the disciples went to the other side with Jesus, when Jesus told the disciples to let's go to the other side, saints, that's what we did. We went to the other side. We went to the other side with no fear. We went to the other side with no hesitation. We went to the other side with confidence. We went to the other side. See, in 2022, we may have had a lot of turbulence in our life. We may have had a lot of heartache. We may have had a lot of pain. But this is the thing, ADM family. We stuck together. We persevered together. We prayed together. We fasted together. We got through together. So when Jesus gave the instructions or the invitation to say, let's go over to the other side, we were able to go over to the other side together. Now that we're over to the other side, we shouldn't have all of those fears. We shouldn't have doubt. We shouldn't have confusion. We shouldn't have all of those. We should have an expectation that something greater church, ADM. You should have been there in spirit and truth. Even though you were not there physically, you should have been there spirit and truth. And one thing about ADM, we do not leave anybody behind. So therefore, you reap the benefits too. We may have not held hand in hand, but spirit to spirit, we walked through that situation together. So being that we're on the other side now, you ask yourself, what does God have for me? What is it that God needs me to do? What am I to apply into my life? What I've already made the changes. I left them to the other side. So, God, what do you have for me now? And this is where you need to decree and declare the greatness of God. This is where you need to decree and declare, or you need to raise your hand as Isaiah did when God asked, who will go? You need to raise your hand and say that it will be, and it is I. This is where we sit and we come up with a master plan collectively together on one accord as ADM, as we are one accord, one big family, and we do the work and the will of God. One of the questions was, in the conference was, what is God's will for us? And we know that it's God's heart's desire for us, our wants, for our needs. But I decree and declare that you all in this season, in this new space. See, we're in a new space now. We're not where we used to be. We're in a new space now. That you would decree and declare the things, your heart's desires, your heart's, even your wants, your needs, that you would decree and declare them and know that they are established. I want you to clear your mind, your conscience, your subconscious, and to believe the word of God. The scripture says that if you believe in my Father, anything that you ask of, you will be able to move that mountain. Whatever mountains that you might have allowed to trickle over into 2023, I need you to put on your big man, your big girl clothes, and I need you to face that mountain on today and let it know that it needs to fall, and that you need to let it know that it will no longer conquer you. You will need to let it know that I may have been soft on December 29, 2022, but on December 30th, I got a little bit more confidence. On December 31st, I became more than a conqueror. And if you cannot, or if you feel that that's not where you at on today, we're going to decree and declare together on one accord for those that may still be struggling, for those that may still not have the confidence that God made a change in them, for those that may not realize that they left their situation at the altar, for those that may not realize that they were delivered from the different things that they had going into them. So we together, as on one accord, we don't leave anybody behind. We come together. When Jesus asked his disciples to go to the other side, all that was with him, they went to the other side. It was some turbulence. The waves got a little bit big. The deeper they went in, the water might have got a little bit deeper. But that's when you have to believe that God, with the Holy Spirit, will rescue you. This is where you have to trust and believe and not lean on your own understanding. Why I am over here and it's a new place, it's an unfamiliar place, you need to understand that God has you. God has already went before us. He's already paved the way. He's already given us everything that we need, the tools. All we need to do is answer the call. All we need to do is make ourselves available and say, Lord, whatever it is that you need me to do, Father, I will do it. I will do it no matter what it is, how hard it is. I will do it, Father. And thank you, Lord, for trusting me. See, in order for us to get where we're at today, it goes back. into that teaching that we learned about having an intimate relationship. The scripture says, can two walk together unless they're on the same accord? Listen, when we trust God, God trusts us. When we have faith in God, he has faith. It's a two-way street, as we have been taught. So there's no reason for us to be hesitant in this season. There's no reason for us to stand back with the spirit of fear. This is where we are to break out, huh? Break out in your Superman outfit. Break out in whatever outfit that you choose to be on. Be on that makes you feel empowered, and you need to say go. Ready, set, go. Apostle Temple, what is it that you will have me to do? First Lady, what is it that you will have me to say? What is it that you need me to do? What highway do you need me to go into? What byway do you need me to go? Do you need me to go into a sports bar and sit and give the word of God? Whatever it is, because we have graduated. We have went over to the other side. As I stated, you all should be they're in a place of overconfidence. I'm not telling you to be prideful. I'm telling you to be bold. I'm telling you to be confident. I'm telling you to have faith and do everything in love as Paul told the Corinthians to do, because this is where we're at now. Now, of course, because we're on the other side, we're going to face some giants. We're going to face some giants. Now, the scripture says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It never said that it was not going to form. And this is where you and I, as we, the last couple of the days, the last week of 2022, we were in a place of consecration. We were in a place where we had to fast. We were waking up in the middle of the night. We were praying. We were doing all type of things. This is where we need to be. It's a lifestyle. And if we can continue to keep that same regimen, our leader telling us, this is what you need to do. This is what I'm calling. He should be able to feel in his spirit. He should be able to see that this is what we're doing, because we want the best for ourselves, but not just ourselves. This year, we are ready to win souls. How many of you are ready to win souls? If you're ready to win souls, I need you to put that in the chat. I am ready to win souls. I am ready to go out to do whatever it is that I need to do. And Father, if you feel that I am not equipped, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to prepare me even more. See, we've already went through a preparation stage. We've already went to a stage where God has seasoned us, huh? Some of us might have had a little bit more season. He said, you know what? Come on, Minister Chiquita. Let me just put a little bit more seasoning on you. Come on, Sister Dorothy. Let me go ahead and sprinkle a little bit of salt on you, because he needs us to be into a place where we're doing his will and his will only, not our will. It's not our will. It's his will. It's not what we choose to do. It's what God chooses to do. It's not what we think. It's what God thinks. This is why we cannot be conformed to this world. This is why we have to ask God to renew our minds every day. This is why we can't look through our eyes and be a person of judgment, but look through God's eyes and know that God accepts and receives everybody that comes to him. So we, us, you, me, I, everybody, you need to decree and declare that this is the year that you will do better things. This is the year that you will be more committed. This is the year that you will be more dedicated. This is the year that you will be more faithful. Faithful in your tithing. Faithful into your church attendance. Faithful to reading your word. Faithful to spreading the word. Faithful for going out and looking for people to bring into the church house so they can fellowship with those that are already there. do. These are the things that we need to pledge or vow to the Lord. Lord, we'll do better this year. Lord, we might have been flat last year, but we're on fire this year. And this is the thing. I decree and declare that your fire will not be extinguished this year. I decree and declare that God will turn your fire up. He will light you up. You will be shouting like Jeremiah with fire shut up in your bones where you just can't sit down, where you want, you're just like the Energizer Bunny going from one place to the other. Oh, that person right there look like he may need a word. That person right there may just need a smile. That person right there may just need for me to come, go over and say, hi, how you doing? See, once we open the avenue, we open up the door, and God gives us an avenue, a space, a place to go, then that's when we are to commit ourselves. So we are to go. We are to proceed on and say, listen, I know a place where you can come and you can receive love. I know a place that you may be in a lonely place, but I know a place that can help you, that where you can go and you can talk to somebody. Or I know a place where you can come if you hungry, you can get fed. And I'm not talking about natural food. I'm talking about spiritual food. I know a place if you thirsty, I can take you and you can drink the living waters where you will never thirst no more. Do you all hear what I'm saying tonight? How many of you are ready to commit to that? Well, I want to tell you this. If you're not, if I got to walk solo, ha, I will walk solo. Peter didn't have a problem initially walking across the water until fear came into the place. But see, I took Peter's story as an example in my own life, and I saw where he failed. I saw where he got fearful because the waves got a little bit too high. But when you come in touch with the Holy Ghost and you have an experience of your own, then there's no more fear. You keep walking. You keep your head up. You keep looking. You don't even look through your peripheral vision. You keep your eyes on the prize, and you get to where God has you to be. How many of you are ready to get to where God wants you to be? How many of you are ready to do what God has for you? How many of you are ready to lock arms with the Apostle First Lady and everybody else in there, and we walk together on one accord? We walk to the beat of God's beat, to his rhythm, as the Holy Ghost call out the cadence, left, 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 right, left. We are lefting and we're righting with him, and we're continuing to move forward. I'm telling y'all, saints, that conference opened up my eyes. It opened up my heart. It opened up my spirit. I was sitting there, and when Dr. Yakara said, we do everything in spirit and truth, the Holy Spirit just hit me and told me, stay out your natural mind. Stay out your natural all the time. Go into the spirit. See, when she said that, I don't know if you all paid attention, but the Holy Spirit just came over me. And why the Holy Spirit came over me, he says, because you received those words on today, I have made you whole. Never again will you hear me talk about leukemia. Will you hear me talk about pulmonary artery hypertension, COPD, asthma, because God made me whole on that day, because I got the answer to stop being in the natural all the time and stay in the spirit. Because when we're in the spirit, God hides us in a secret place. When we're in the spirit, Satan can't even come and touch us. I wish he would try to come and touch on me again, because I'm telling you, I understand the mission. I understand what God has for me. So I need for you all to understand just as I understand. I need you all to go back over your notes. I need you all to take that blue book, that blue pamphlet that we have, and look over the things that God has already prepared. It's already prepared for you. The scriptures are already there. All you need to do is study. Study thyself approved. Study up, meditate on your word day and night. So when God calls, when the apostle calls via the by way of the Holy Ghost, there will be no excuses. You will move forward. You will take off your filthy, dirty rags as Zechariah did, and you will answer the call. I'm telling you that today is a new day. And if you cannot see the sun, if you cannot see the rain, then you need to ask God, Lord, take these blinders off. Still should not be seeing darkness, Father. My church went into the light completely, Lord, and I need to be where everybody else is. I wish I may have had another word for you all, but I had to give you what the Holy Spirit gave me. And I want to sit and tell you all on today, God is pleased with us. God is grateful. We are worthy. We are worthy. We are his masterpieces. God was so thankful that we were able to show up and be a part of what he planned, not what man planned. The vision was given to Apostle Temple. It was executed. And this is what God is looking for in us. He's looking for us. When he gives us the vision, we are to write it down, make it plain, and wait for him to give us the timing of the execution. But in order for you to do that, you have to stay in a ready position. Ready position meaning that you are prepared. Ready position meaning that you have on your full armor of God and remembering mercy and grace is following you. So you ain't got to worry about your back, because God already got it taken care of. All you need to do is stand. Stand in the position of righteousness, as God is asking us, as he is calling us to do, and be and go. When he says go, you go. When he says go, it's no excuses. Father, I'm tired today. I can't do this. Work is taking over me, or this, that, and another. I can't do it. See, I don't even have excuses. I'm on the highway, but I ain't got no problems with pulling over so I can bring the word of God as my apostle has instructed me to do. Because, see, I understand it's not him. I know that it's the Holy Ghost, and I got to be obedient and disciplined to the Holy Ghost. And this is a season of obedience and discipline, and this is where we all need to be. No more excuses. No more excuses. It's time to gear up. Some of us may have problems. Some of us may. I'm not telling you that you don't have problems. I'm not telling you that if you you got to use wisdom, as I'm always told. You got to use wisdom. But I am telling you to get into a place, when you're dealing with a gun, or you're an officer and you go to the gun range, there's different settings that you have to go. You have a low ready position. That's when your gun is pointed down down like towards your hip area. And then you have a ready position where you bring your position, that gun up to eye level, and you point that gun to center mass. We need to be on bull's eye this season. We need to be on bull's eye. When we shoot our arrows, when we shoot the word of God, when the Holy Spirit comes out of our mouth, because our mouth has wings, our mouth has power, we should be aiming to hit center mass at all times. When I say center mass, I mean that we are going to our target. We are telling them, thus said the Lord, this is what the word of God says. This, you may have to give them a testimony, a short testimony, no matter what it is. You may have to tell them what God has done for you or what you have been through, and show them how God has raised you up in this time. And it wasn't easy. It was a process. So I decree and declare on today that you will trust the process that God has already written out for you. Again, he has already went before us. He's already given us the instructions. He's already told us this is how we should be acting in a church. This is the measure of faith that we should have. This is how the prophetic flows. This is how the fivefold ministry is. He has given us the instructions. He has given us the tools. All you need to do is pick the tools up and start building the plan. God knows the plan that he has for us. We cannot change the plan that God, we can change it by being disobedient. We can change it by interfering with what he has for us. But if you just, scripture, I remember this, Exodus 14:14. Apostle said, if you just hold your peace, God will fight your battles. Listen, if you just hold your peace and not try to go before God, not try to go backwards, but stay in the position that God has for you at this point in time, trust and believe you will blossom into the rose, into whatever flower it is he has called you to be in this time. So listen, fret not. Do not be afraid. Know that God is with us at all times. Know that God has already prepared the way. Know that if you fall in deep water, God is going to rescue you. If you stumble and fall back into the fire, he's going to pull you out without a cinch. If you fall, because the words say we all fall short of his glory, just know that the Holy Spirit will be there and unction you to get right back up. Don't you dare stay on that ground. Don't you dare go into a pity party. Don't condemnation, because that's not who God is. Our God is marvelous. He's miraculous. He's more than wonderful. He's the lifter of our head. He is our everything. He is the author. He is the finisher. He is the head and not the tail, just like you are the head and not the tail. So you need to encourage yourself. You need to continue to prophesy to yourself. Don't prophesy just one time a day. So what if people looking at you and saying, it looks like this person is crazy because they talking to themselves? People say it about me all the time. When I sit and look at them, I just look over them and laugh at them, because you know what? If you know, you know, you know, like I know. If you know, you know, you know that God brought me from the prison to the palace, baby, you would sit and prophesy over yourself too. If you know, you know, you know what God did for me at the ending of 2022 and made my life a better place, you would sit and prophesy over yourself too. And that, listen, that's not even enough. It's not enough. God has greater things for each and every last one of us. I want to end this by telling you all, prophesy over yourself. And the other thing is, when you went to this conference, and for those that did, God already cleaned the slate for you. He already wiped everything away from you. Stop picking it back up. Walk forward. You're already on the other side. And just let God be God all by himself. Don't overthink anything. Just praise his name. Give him his honor. Give him his glory. And stay in a place of readiness, because God is calling you, and it's time to activate in Jesus' name. Father God, I just want to end this with tonight, Father God. Just thanking you, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for bringing us to another place, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Father. Even though there may be times that we felt that we was by ourselves, Father, we know that you never left us, Father God. We know, Father, that you are preparing us for greater, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. And, Father, we will be so ever faithful to you, so ever dedicated to you, so ever committed to you, Father God. We will let nothing and nobody take us off the wall, Father God. We will stay on the wall that you have placed us to, Father. Father God. And we love you, Father God, as we continue to glorify your name, Father. We ask you, Lord, to continue to make us over, pour into us, Father God. Lord, we're decreeing and declaring the overflow, Father God. Lord, I just ask you, Father God, to raise us up, Father. Raise us as a unit, Lord Jesus, and use us, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Awesome. Amen. Awesome word. You can tell evangelists need a spirit none been stirred. It really have been stirred. And one thing she really pointed out, and I really want you all to catch a hold, is application, operating. Amen. And this is where you've gone into a new place of studying and learning. One thing is in the first stage of studying and learning, you got to come into a place of understanding. Understanding, amen. And all you get understanding. That's what the scripture declares, amen. After you begin to get understanding, the next level is application. Now you need to learn how to apply it, learn how to do it, operate in it, amen. So you need the application. And after you learn how to apply it and how to operate in it, now it's time to walk. Now it's time to walk. So ADM, I can't speak for everybody else, but ADM, you're going into the next stage of your learning process is application. We're going to begin to move forward in learning how to operate and operate in this, not only spiritual, but natural as well. I don't know about you, but I look for results in my life. I want to see results. Amen. So we're going to look for application. And listen, those that is listening to ADM right now, I'm going to be offering the invitation throughout this whole entire year. Come and be a part. Come and be a part. Come connect with us. Come join in with us. Amen. Then after you come and be a part, connect and join in with us, then you can make up your mind if you want to be a member with us. Amen. But we want you all to come and be a part. We're looking for disciples, workers, eager people, hungry people, want their life to move from one place to the next place. Amen. It's really exciting to see how God is blessing his people. Amen. Application. And also, ADM, get ready. Amen. I'm just probably just giving you all a break this week, amen, because you've been driving real hard with Apostle as we're coming up to the end of the year. But we're going to get back into our fasting and praying and different things because I really want to be able to have a lifestyle. We need a lifestyle, and we have to get a plan to do certain things and get a plan so you could be able to be successful to walk into these things and walk into these plans. We are not ending this. We're going to continue to get it, but sometimes you need to get a rest, especially if you have not been doing something in a while. Amen. So you have to use wisdom with different things, and we're going to get geared up back into it. So you might as well get ready. Enjoy this week of breather. Let everything that been deposited into you, let it marinate in your spirit. Amen. Let it stir it up inside of you, because after God began to use men, then it comes to a time to where he wants you to be by yourself, for he could begin to deal with you himself. And that's what's going on this week. Amen. Listen, if you need a place of worship, a place to come, and you need a family to help you and begin to grow with you, I'm telling you, ADM is the place. I can't speak for anybody else, but I'm going to be sending all year. You know, I'm not one to just be promoting like this here, but now God gave us the release, and ADM is the place. I can't tell you about nobody else. But I'm here to tell you all, ADM is the place to be. God bless you all. We thank God for you all. Hopefully we'll begin to see you Sunday morning. I'm not going to say if it's the Lord's will. You're going to declare and start prophesizing to tomorrow, and you're going to say it is the will of the Lord for me to see you on Sunday morning. God bless you all. Thank you.